Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
Yep, it's ETF of the week time, and that means Tom Lydon joins me. He is the editor at ETFtrends.com. And if you want more information on all things related to ETFs, but of course also on whatever we talk about on the show, go to ETFtrends.com. On Twitter, they're at ETFtrends. Tom is on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. But right now, he is back on the show. Tom, welcome back.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Your ETF of the week is...
the Financial Select Sector Spider Fund, ticker symbol XLF.
It's the XLF, the Financial Select Sector Spider Fund. Financials have been heating up of late. So I have to assume that at some point, I'll sort of start where we normally end, has the pickup in financials of late been enough to get them above their 200-day moving average before we get into third quarter earnings? Because people were sort of saying they thought third quarter earnings would be pretty good.
Well, they've been okay. And in some cases, we've actually seen some pullbacks, Chuck. So the question is, with everything going on in the marketplace today and with the market hitting new highs, might financials be overblown at this point? So a couple things. First of all, this is the largest financial sector ETF that's out there. So if we're going to talk about financial and the financials market, this is the one to talk about, number one. Number two, five of the big banks make up about 40% of the assets in this ETF. So that's another thing to consider. So rather than picking an individual bank and trying to play one against another, why not diversify? Because they all, in general, tend to run in tandem. But there's some factors to consider right now that would really make one believe that financials will continue to move forward. First of all, interest rates. We know we're going to probably see another rate hike by the Fed in December. That's always good for banks, especially in a pro-growth environment, because you can loan more money out at higher rates. And also, during good times in the marketplace and good times in the economy, loan growth also improves, so more people borrowing more money. If, on top of all that, we see more deregulation and tax cuts through the Trump administration that they're trying to press through, that's going to be another good thing for financials. And then finally, we've seen most of the big banks go through the stress tests and come out unscathed, which has really opened up a lot of the banks to buy back their own shares. And $59 billion in share buybacks with the top four banks are coming. So with that in mind, a lot of good things for banks right now. And with this recent pullback, I think it's going to be more of a buy-the-dip mentality.
That raises a question, which is, I started with saying, is it a 200-day moving average play? Has it fallen off enough that it's not? Or are you going against your 200-day moving average tendencies here?
No, it's definitely still above the average and in a pretty good way right now. Also, one of the things that you always want to talk about, Chuck, is, well, that's great, Tom, but where does it fit in the portfolio? I think when you look at markets and right now through ETFs, you can cherry pick some sectors that probably during certain economies might do better than others, and financials are one of them. During a pro-growth, positive economic environment, where you're having higher interest rates, banks tend to do their best. So if that's something that you're thinking about, whether you've got some cash on the sidelines and you want to overweight, or as you point out, you want to follow the trend, there's definitely an uptrend in place here. And with this recent pullback, to some degree, there may be an opportunity to catch some greater up moves in the coming months.
When you talk about greater up moves in the coming months, if somebody adds this to their portfolio, and again, you're right, I always do say, well, we've got some exposure to financials. what kind of expectation does that set? You know, we're long-term thinking stocks are, if we're lucky, going to return us 10% a year, et cetera. Is this, you're going to be able to goose it and this should return that much or more over a couple of months? How does that play out? Help somebody understand what they get if they tilt their portfolio this way.
Yeah, well, a couple of things. When you're looking at stocks, you obviously want to look at the fundamentals. And we just went through some of the reasons why the financial markets might continue to do well. From a valuation standpoint, the S&P is pushing a P of 19, where the XLF here, or the financials market, is about a PE of 16. So better valuation than the general S&P, and also a lot of reasons why financials might continue to move forward. I'm not going to say, well, in the next 12 months, financials are going to do 10% and the S&P is going to do 5. But when you're trying to stack up all the things in your corner, fundamentally things look good, valuations look good, trends look good, and you can always have an exit strategy in place by using the 200-day average. Compared to an area of the market that might have been challenged like energy, or you look at big box retailers that are really having some trouble these days, you can go in to kind of select areas of your portfolio that might not do as well in the future and those areas that might have more things going for them. And that's how I feel about XLF.
And that's why XLF, the financial select sector spider, is the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. And like I said, if you want more information on the XLF or anything ETF related, check out ETFtrends.com. There is plenty of stuff there on all ETFs, but a fund as big and as influential as the XLF, the Financial Select Sector Spider, there's even that much more there for you to look at. Tom, thanks as always for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon, everybody. He is the editor at ETFtrends.com. That's the website. The Twitter handle is at ETF Trends. And don't forget that while you're at it, you can follow Tom. He's at Tom Lydon. All right, that was a great way to start the Thursday, October the 19th edition of Money Life. But we've got lots more to go, so settle back and relax. The big interview is next when we continue right after this message.